The National Food Hall craze appears to be taking Jacksonville's urban core by storm. I'm Jessica Palumbo, and The Jackson's Ennis Davis is here to tell us about not one, not two, not five, but 8 of these projects being proposed, most of them in the same neighborhood. This is The Jackson on WJCT. So first of all, Ennis, what makes something a food hall?
That's a good question that a lot of people ask. The difference between a food hall and a food court, for example, food halls are focused more on a higher quality of food. On the other hand, a food court and the vendors there are pretty much trying to push as much food out quickly as possible. In general, it's just how people want to congregate for social events, as well as great food, and also these spaces tend to be in unique buildings from an architectural perspective.
Right, so we don't have any examples of this so far.
Well, our market is catching up with what has been taking place across the country. This food hall craze has been pretty popular in terms of real estate development and dining trends over the last decade or so across the U.S., and now that we have several developments that are looking at ways to adaptively reuse existing spaces, especially in the city where this is a use that is currently not present.
You know, I think it's an interesting time to hear about dining concepts being proposed when a lot of local restaurants are struggling because of the pandemic. But these would be a place where a lot of restaurants would be setting up in the same location, so you could kind of sample from a few different places. Is that right?
That's right. And the very nature of what a food hall is makes it a haven for incubating restaurant concepts because it allows those operators to operate that business at a much lower overhead than, say, a full-scale brick-and-mortar restaurant. So your dining area is being shared, and even things such as storage areas, trash pickup, or restaurants, for example, can all be shared.
So we have a full list of these projects on the JacksonMag.com. Can you just run us through, Ennis, one of these that you think is especially exciting for the way that it's maybe reusing a current space?
Yeah, so a good example of that would be the Duval County Armory on Market Street, roughly between downtown Springfield and the east side. There you have this historic building that's been vacant for a while that's being retrofitted to not only include a food hall, but it's going to have galleries, going to have 12 food vendors in the space that will also have a stage for special events, and then it's going to have some office space upstairs. And then there's two unique examples where food halls that are going to be outdoor. So in Springfield, corner of 8th and Main, there's this outdoor food hall, a beer garden, and a live music venue that should open up in late 2021. And then over across the river in Arlington, JWB Real Estate Capital is in the process of redeveloping the Town and Country Shopping Center as College Park. And that space is going to include a food type concept built out of shipping containers.
There are renderings of several of these projects, along with photos of the current locations for many of them at the JacksonMag.com. That's The Jackson's Ennis Davis. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo, and this is The Jackson on WJCT.